WildTalkRadio.com. Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Apparently someone's time was up, but was it John Cena's? This is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch accounts called Prime Gamer Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use the character code on soccer, Lin's M Order, and Fortnite Amp Shop, Epic Games Circus, hashtag Epic Partner, exclamation point Roblox in chat, because that's still running for another day or two. Just click the link. Do the thing. Play for 20 minutes. It's fun. It's Roblox. It's a kid's game. Easy.
You can play Among Us.
You can. And many other things. You can just spray paint. It's kids love it. Anyway, things happen on this show called Monday Night Raw. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
We had some revelations, we had some confrontations, and we had a surprise. I mean, they wasted no time coming out of the gate from Money in the Bank heading into Night of Champions. It was also the start of the King and the Queen tournament. We had several qualifiers in this one. They teased me with something that I very much want to see, kind of, sort of. They could take two people out of it, and I would be fine with it. But we'll talk about that when we get there.
We will talk all the things as we get there. As Lindsay mentioned, there were King and Queen of the Ring qualifying matches on this show. We had Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Kairi Sane, and Roxanne Perez in a four-way to advance in the Queen of the Ring tournament before the match. Liv and Roxanne exchanged a few words. Roxanne wanted to help Liv. Liv wanted no part in it. She probably regretted that choice by the end when Roxanne Perez came in and stole the victory away from Kairi Sane, who had just hit the insane elbow onto Liv Morgan, rolling up Kairi and advancing in the Queen of the Ring tournament.
We building up that tension, that nice good tension between Roxanne and Liv. We're doing it. We're building the thing. Like, this was a good match. This was a fine match. But the story in this was obviously Liv and Roxanne.
Which continued backstage. Dom was talking with Finn and JD, and you know, Finn was surprised he wasn't in the tournament, but Dom's like, you had your shot at Money in the Bank, and it didn't work out, so he didn't think he would mind if he was in the King Ring tournament. Bella wasn't upset. He said, everything's working out perfectly. Roxanne showed up. Bella's like, you know, let her know. Congratulate her. And then McDonough did a fist bump, and then Dom just like, yeah, watch the match. It was pretty good job. And then Liv and Raquel showed up. And Roxanne's like, I helped you by stopping Kairi. And she's like, is that what you did? Congrats then.
And Bella was like,
Bella was like, you should go talk to Liv. Dom's like, but I have a match. Or, yeah. And Finn's just laughing.
Finn was trolling the whole time. He's just standing behind them all like, oh, yeah. It's all working out exactly how I want it.
He's stirring the pot like he should.
we see the evolution of Judgment Day coming once again, where Liv is on her way out and Roxanne is possibly on her way in.
Dom had a match, as mentioned. It was a four-way for the shot in the King of the Ring. It was Dominic Mysterio, Sami Zayn, Braun Breaker, and Penta, which saw a random LA Knight interfere at the end, taking out Braun Breaker, allowing Sami Zayn to hit Dom with the Exploder and the Huluva, and advancing in the King of the Ring tournament.
LA Knight was definitely unexpected.
He was.
I'm not mad at it, but it's like, oh, hey, there's a random LA Knight here. Let's go. Awesome. He's going to interject himself in this.
He doesn't work on Raw. Why is he there?
Because he goddamn wants to be.
AJ Styles battled Chad Gable. AJ got the win and is continuing to set his sights on Paul Heyman and Paul Heyman's group for, you know, disrespecting him, threatening him last week.
AJ's not taking it too lightly. Although I kind of was worried. I hope he was just selling at the end of the match, but him like doing like gripping his leg like he was, he's like, honey, are you okay? Are you all right? You didn't hurt yourself, did you?
I think he's just all right. He'll be fine. We also saw a little interaction about with the New Day trying to, you know, hear Grayson Waller's complaining, because it looks like Grayson and Austin Theory are eventually breaking up one day.
It's the slowest breakup in the history of breakups.
It is. New Day was asked when they're going to defend the titles next. It's like, well, when we find the right people to fight. So we'll see what that ends up being. What sucks about it, LeMans, it's they're building up teams. They just had a title match 2 weeks ago. It's been 2 weeks since they defended the titles. 2 weeks. It's not that they've been defending these belts. It's not Judgment Day, 60-day non-title defenses. It's been 2 weeks. Anyway, let's talk about Becky Lynch. She came to the ring talking about what happened at Money in the Bank. She successfully retained her title. She said it became the biggest prize in wrestling because she holds it. She said she would have spent the weekend celebrating with her hot husband and daughter, but Lyra ruined it, everything. She said, talked about how Lyra, you know, when she raised her hand, I thought she you know, she dislocated my shoulder. So I kind of just asked her nicely to, you know, just put the belt around my waist. That's all. That's all I did. And she then demands that Lyra come out and apologize. So Lyra angrily starts making her way to the ring. From behind, Bailey shows up and texts Becky from behind. Becky tends to bail. Lyra rolls her. She backs into Lyra, rolls her back in the ring. Bailey goes for her finish. Becky avoids it and ducks out of the ring and leaves the arena. Bailey's back.
Bailey's back, and the feud's gonna continue between Becky, Bailey, and Lyra. And I'm curious to see where this goes. I really, really am, because it's like, whose side is Bailey going to be on? Like, we assume it will be Lyra's, but Bailey may be on Bailey's side for all we know.
Bailey could be on Bailey's side for all we know. And as everyone left, a manager comes out from over the barricade and gets on the announce table. It's R-Truth. He's like, don't let anyone tell you that your voices don't matter. I'm back because of all y'all. Truth then talked about the fans didn't just bring Truth back. They have him. We all love all truth. I love R-Truth. R-Truth, though, could be too funny all the time. R-Truth could be too nice. And he's too forgiving. Not me. I wish you would. I feel different. I feel alive. And for any of you that thinks I'm a liar, you think I'm a sideshow act, you think that I'm a gimmick, pulls out a pair of scissors, cuts off his braids. Fans chant holy shit. R-Truth, the truth has set me free. I am Ron Killings. I am the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now put some respect on my name. Very serious, R-Truth is here. Ron Killings is here.
When he cut his hair, it's like, oh damn. Oh damn, okay, alright, we're doing this.
We're serious.
Let's go.
Now. We're serious. I liked it.
I liked it. I thought this was a fantastic way to further the character and put him in a very strong position for when he does leave. It also sort of clears up some things over the weekend, because some people were apparently very confused, I guess, from Saturday going into Sunday about what actually happened with the Ron Truth, or yeah, the R-Truth situation. Not Ron Truth, Ron Killings. There we go. There it is. And so maybe this helps to clear it up. I don't know. But it's good that he's back. I like that they did acknowledge that it was the fans who helped to bring him back.
Which everyone knew.
So everyone knew that definitively it's like, yes, your voices were heard. And that made every difference in the world. Because how often has this happened? And our voices haven't been heard. And they haven't brought somebody back. Despite the fact that we want them brought back. And this is, it's a show that the regime is willing to listen. Maybe not every time, but they're willing to listen. Because it wasn't just the fans. It was also the people backstage too. That they let their voices be heard. And they were pissed. And they wanted change.
Now you got it.
So I look, and they got it. So we'll see. We will see what they do. Moving forward with Ron Killings. I'm curious to see the new character because that was kind of my question. I asked this because it's like he's been a comedy character for so long. So after he faces Cena, does he go serious? And I guess the answer is yeah. He's going to be serious.
We'll touch on John Cena here in a minute, but his ex, Nikki Bella, showed up on Monday Night Raw. She talked about why... She talked about being home and missing everybody. Evolution's coming up. It's been many years, but, you know, she couldn't be prouder of all these different women. You know, the veterans, Rhea Ripley and Roxanne Perez and all the girls. One name she couldn't be, she forgot was Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan came out and told her what's what. It's like, you don't mention me because you're scared. If I was around your era, I would be in you for that title. You didn't mention me because you're jealous. I have everything you don't have. A respect, a championship, a man. Nikki's like, you're trying to figure out who's Liv's man belongs to. Is it you or Roxanne? Nikki told Liv to congratulate Roxanne for taking her title shot and her man. Nikki leaves, or starts to leave. Liv's like, I'm a champion. And all you'll ever be is a reality show diva. Nikki climbs in, gets hit with the Oblivion, and left laying, setting up Evolution.
I mean, I can think of worse things.
It was good. She got Stephanie McCour's name wrong, but and I don't know if it in the title shot was wrong, but for the most part, she hit all the right points.
She looked like she belonged out there. There wasn't a lot of nervousness on her part, like you could tell, but you know, it's... It wasn't perfect, but that's okay. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it not being perfect. It will be... I want to see how this experiment goes. I really, really, really do.
I think it leads to a one-on-one match at Evolution and then probably a tag match at SummerSlam.
Probably, yes. I would agree with that.
John Cena, the greatest of all time, comes out and talks about everything that happened. You cheerleaded for a sideshow comedian who only tries to... whose greatest claim to fame is to be him. You thought you actually made a difference? You're just keyboard warriors. You think you have influence? This is my retirement tour. Counting down days. There's only 19 left. Cena said, from R-Truth, Dakota Rhodes, to Randy Orton, I beat them all. I've been your best. Bring me competition. There's only so much left. Bring me the best. Brought out CM Punk. Punk asked if Cena was comfortable. He told him he wants to be comfortable because he had a lot of things to get off his chest. He's not defending the establishment. He's not standing for TKO or defending the billionaires. He's defending the people. Punk asked Cena if he's mad because the establishment picked Cena, but the fans never did. Punk said he wasn't there to kiss the final boss's ass like Cena. People said the people are his boss. Cena held up title fan's boot. Punk said it's his job to give the people what they want, and if they want truth, I'm going to give them Ron Killings. Kind of spoiled the later moment, but that's okay. CM Punk recalled Cena apologizing when he choked him out during the Elimination Chamber, and Punk said, you know what you were doing is wrong. Fans chanted, you sold out. Punk said he went and takes the title off of Cena. He'll spend his days apologizing for the man he became during the rest of the tour. Punk said the title belt corrupted him to him. Punk said he knows because the same belt turned him into a monster in 2012. He said he's afraid of the man he becomes when he has the belt. He now sees that he has to become the monster to stop the monster. So that quote's a quote where going all the way back to his ROH days.
Yeah.
Punk said the title means power and control to people like John Cena and Seth Rollins, but in his mind, it belongs to the people. Punk said Cena has eight, if he has 18 days left after a night, he said he would leave it up to Cena to decide which one of those dates Punk will take the title off of his shoulder. Punk said if Cena isn't a coward, he'd say the date is tonight. John Cena, CM Punk, one final match to Cena. The best in the world against the greatest of all time for the Undisputed Championship. Let's do it, just not tonight. And this is the best part. No, a match like this, you're going to follow me to Saudi Arabia and we're going to do it at Night of Champions. The ball's in your court, hero. If you want a title match, it's going to be at Night of Champions. Before you could hear Punk's response, Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Paul Heyman came out to tease the briefcase. That
and everybody's like, not now! Not now!
Yeah. That was the best
fighting, part. Not now!
Yeah. That was the best part bringing up Saudi because of Punk's original comments about Saudi Arabia, and now to get what he wants, he has to go with a place he never wanted to go.
Are you willing to pay the piper to get what you want? There's always a price.
And he will pay that price because it is official. It will be CM Punk versus John Cena. Not in Chicago, not in Boston, not in Los Angeles, not in Orlando, not in Texas. It's happening in Saudi Arabia at Night of Champions on June 28th.
This is really good. This is a great opening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed this immensely. Like, just, there's so much history here to go back to. And those of us that were watching remember the original Summer of Punk and remember that the roles were very much flipped. And Punk is getting, I don't know whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, a little bit of crow here just for how righteous he was back then.
Yeah.
We all remember how righteous CM Punk was back in the day. And now he's maybe not so much. But I like the little twist of, well, if you want it, you can have it, but you have to come to Saudi to get it. That was nice. And then to have Seth come out and sort of be like, hey, boys, what if I just say F you and just take it from both of you? Huh? Which is exactly what we all want Seth to do with the briefcase, is just be the obnoxious little shit we all know he is capable of being and just tormenting with them with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Seth can just bide his time and he can just wait.
He can. It was announced. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so if they want to destroy each other, go ahead. He'll be there.
Next week, it was announced the return of Asuka. Should be good. It's been a while.
The return of Asuka. And then they also announced a King of the Ring qualifier for the women.
Which features Asuka.
Which features Asuka, but also Stephanie Vaquer and two other people.
It's Raquel Rodriguez, Stephanie, Asuka. I forget who the fourth is. I'll find out.
I don't know.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Anyway, you could take the other two out. You can just leave Stephanie and Asuka, and I think we will all be completely happy with that. Because I just saw that, and I was like, give me, just shut up, take my money, give me that solo.
Ivy Nile.
Give me that one-on-one.
Ivy Nile.
Huh?
Ivy
Nile, thank you. But just give me the one-on-one between Asuka and Stephanie, because that will be banging.
Speaking of banging after banging after banging, it's Sheamus, Rusev, Bronson Reed, and a mystery fourth who internet believes is Ilya Dragunov next week on Raw 2.
It's about time for him to come back, isn't it?
Probably.
Because he was what? He had ACL, MCL?
I forget what his injury was, but that probably could be right.
He's been gone for a while.
Yeah, since last summer.
All the returns are happening, y'all. Everybody's coming back.
Everyone's getting healthy, but the main of this show was Gunther challenging Jey Uso. So for the world's heavyweight title, Jey Uso had his son come to the ring with him, which we should all saw where that was going. Hell of a main event on Monday Night Raw, but clean in the middle. Jey Uso passes out to Gunther. Gunther is the new world's heavyweight champion.
I will be the first to go on record to say this was a huge surprise. I wasn't expecting this at all in terms of them changing the title here and now. I think a lot of us were expecting Jay to at least go to SummerSlam with this.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he's lost it this quickly and on a Raw too. Like, generally speaking, they do not do world title changes on Raw unless it's like a bigger
event. So the fact that they just did it on a random Raw where they're just starting to build a Knights Champions, I don't know. It just, it feels, I don't want to say it feels weird, but it feels like somewhat off. Mm-hmm. It's like, did y'all change your minds? Did you just do it for shits and giggles? Like, what, I guess to me, what is this, the justification of doing it here and now? Like, is Jay going to chase? Is that the whole thing?
Some people are better off chasing than they are holding. And he got 2 months out of the title. He's still over, but you could tell it was kind of fading a little. Yeah, it's better to change it early than have it drag out too long and it not work.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. It just felt very, like I said, it just felt very random. I'm not necessarily against it. It just felt incredibly random. That's all.
And they made it clear he's been working through a lot of things. Like, they sold all the injuries going into this match where he's, you know, he's beat up. He took the tsunami last week, the Sai moonsault. He's kind of banged up. So they were already telling you, hey, he may not be able to make it through this one.
They telegraphed the end. Oh, no.
But that's good. Good storytelling. I mean, now we kind of see where this could be going. So people can now figure it out. And Gunther's your world champion again. If it's Ilya who comes back, that could be... I don't know if that's a SummerSlam match. To be honest, I don't
Ilya
think it is.
Ilya versus Gunther?
Yeah, I don't think that's a SummerSlam match.
I think if you build it correctly, because you'd have to essentially start now, which is what they're doing, I think it could be.
Could be. You probably get something else out of it. Gunther will probably be defending the world title against a contractual obligation before we get there. Who knows? Who knows?
You keep trying to manifest that shit.
We'll see. See what happens. But yeah, that was Raw. Good one.
It was a really good one. There were lots of twists and turns, a lot of surprises that none of us were expecting, which that's what you want out of your wrestling. You don't want to walk in and know the story before you watch it. So the fact that we got stuff we weren't expecting, I will take that any day of the week. We will wait to see if some questions get answered next week or if they just keep on trucking.
That we will. But that'll do it for Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back live, 10 p.m. Eastern with The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We will have news. We will have notes. We will have the fallout from Money in the Bank as Rock and I review the show. And we'll let you know who won, who lost, and what we thought of the entire event. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
CB Radio Live returns 11:30 p.m. Eastern this Saturday night. Dad jokes.
Dad jokes.
We warned Brent. Be ready. Dad jokes this Saturday, CB Radio. Speaking of dads, I don't know about WTR. We'll figure that one out. Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned to social. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, we're live to talk all about it. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game. Support you now by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code RockSock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite app shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLin'sWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero.
This has been The Raw Post, presented as always by NBG Films, youtube.com/NBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And back here every Monday night, along the airwaves, Wild Talk Radio Network. Dance of victory step, a boss stance is a gift, and you insist it's my rep. John Cena trademark, y'all are so-so, and talk about the bread you make, but don't know the recipe for dough, though. Aiming guns in all your photos, that's a no-no. In this pop, your lip lock, your big talks are blatant no-so. See what happens when the ice age melts. You see, monetary status is not what matters, but it helps. I'm rocking timepiece by Benny. WildTalkRadio.com.